Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Yud Zayin. Nazir Yud Zayin. We left off at the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're up to the third riot in the Machlekes Rabbi Chaim. Let's go back and just quickly review the Machlekes. We discussed in the Mishnah a person pledged Naziris while he was in a basic varus. That was the case of the Mishnah. The question was, the Mishnah said, he's not chayav a carbon tumma. He's in the basic varus. He's tummy, obviously, when he pledged Naziris. He's not chayav a carbon tumma. The question is the Naziris not chal at all? Or is it chal? It's just, it can't really start taking effect. You can't start counting your days because you're in the basic varus. So you're already tummy, so you got to wait till you come out and become tzar to start the Naziris. That was the basic machlekes. The Gemara only elaborated that the nafkumina between whether it's chal or not. Rabbi Echanan, just to remind himself, says the Naziris is chal. You just can't start counting your days, but it's chal. Rabbi Shlokesh says it's not chal. The Gemara's major nafkumina was whether or not, when he becomes tzar, he needs to re-accept Naziris. According to Rabbi Echanan, there's nothing to accept. The second he becomes tzar, the Naziris count kicks in and starts. According to Rabbi Shlokesh, he would have to re-accept Naziris. We did elaborate in one of the Gemara's Raya's, the Gemara two Raya's yesterday, against Rabbi Shlokesh, in the answer to one of the Raya's, we elaborated that even in Rabbi Shlokesh, you don't have to fully accept Naziris, pepeh, you could just reference the old Naziris, and then it works. Right? Which you're not really saving words. You're not saving the amount of words you say, but you're saving the fact you don't have to actually make a new Kabbalah of Naziris. You can just reference the old Naziris and say, I'm ready now for that Naziris to start. That you can do, that's enough. But according to Yishlokesh, you have to do something. According to Yishlokesh, say nothing. The second you become Tar, Naziris kicks in. That was the nafkumina that we spoke out in the Gemara between Yishlokesh and Yishlokesh. And then Rabbi Leah, I think it was, pointed out that there's another nafkumina, and the Rishonim do speak this out very clearly, and it's going to come up more in today's daf as well. There's another nafkumina, legabi malchus. According to Rabbi Yechanan, yes, everyone agrees, tuma, you don't get malchus for pashtus. I mean, we're going to have a new machlekes, a new pshat in today's daf, but according to what we learned so far yesterday, there's no malchus and no carbon tuma, but what about legabi drinking wine or cutting one's hair? Those are all also Asurim for another to do, and a regular Nazir who's over on those Asurim gets Malkus. What about this fellow? He pledged his ears in a basic varus. He's not going to be over for Tumma, won't be in Karma Tumma, and presumably won't get Malkus. But what about for drinking wine or cutting his ear? According to Biechan, the Naziris is really Chal, and he's just waiting for Tara to start to count, but it's really Chal. He's also to cut his hair and drink wine now. Even the Lush, when we spoke out, Mitli Tali Vakai, sounds like Naziris is Chal, but it's hanging in the air. Sounds like he would not be subject to Malkus, but the Rishonim speak out that indeed he is, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, he would not be subject to Malkus. That's another Afmina. It's interesting, the Gemara doesn't spell out that Afmina. That in some ways would seem to be a strong enough Afmina, whether he's Chayv Malkus, as opposed to whether he has to explicitly reaccept the new Naziris, speak something out or not. Okay, but that was a machlekes, whether the Naziris is chal, when he pledges Naziris betumah in a basic verse, whether it's chal at all, according to Bechon it's chal, according to Shlokesh it's not really fully chal, he has to reaccept it. Okay, Ace Vedal the Kasha from Rabbi Yechon against Shlokesh, this is where Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, on the top line of the page. Ace Vedal, Ein Bein Tamei Shenazar, L'nazir tar shenitma. There's no difference between a tame who was already in a state of tame when he pledged Naziris to a person that was a tar nazir who became tame. Ella tame shenazir shvish le'ilam minyan. You know what the community to is? That a tame that pledged Naziris, his seventh day already counts as part of his minyan of his 30-day term. The nazir tar shenitma, a nazir tar that became tame, a person that was a regular nazir tar and then became tame during his Naziris, which is Seisun Naziris, he's got to start again from scratch. So he cannot count day 7, only rather starts from day 8. Day 7 doesn't count for the minion. We'll read the Taisus on this inside, but Taisus explains the basic ideas because a Nazir that was in the basic verse, when he pledged Naziris in the first place, is not Chayav Karban. So we have the mission, he's not Chayav Karban. Once he's not Chayav Karban, day 7, he still has Tavazah, day Shlishi and day Shvi to become Tar, but day 7 already counts because he's not missing in a Karban, doesn't need to bring Karban to 8. Day 7 already counts. Could be getting involved with mixing kula or not, but day 7 could already count as first day of his Naziris. Whereas a Nazir that was Tar, who became Tame, he has to be a Karban. This book has been Chatas Ayla Asham Naziris. That all comes on day 8, because he requires to become fully Tar first and then be a Karban on day 8. So day 8 could be his first day, not day 7. That's the place that elaborates the lumpness behind the chilik between a Nazir that pledged Naziris Batama or he became Tame. Either way, the question is not Rish Lakish. Says the Gemara, but if you tell me that a Nazir that pledges Naziris Batumah in the basic verse, it's not even Chal until he declares it again, that he's actually a Nazir, on my Eilam and Minyan, why is the seventh day being counted? The fact that he's saying 7 days is counted, we made an Afkamina, this Brisa just seems to be saying Afkamina is whether day seven counts or not. But according to Reish Lakish, what do you mean it counts? You're not even a Nazir. Until you re-accept Naziris, when you pledge Naziris in basic furs, until you say again, I am a Nazir, or I want now yet in Naziris to be chal, nothing's chal b'chal. So why don't we speak out the mission, the Brisa is mash, but the only chalik is whether you start counting day 7 to 8, there's a big enough mina whether there's a Naziris being chal b'chal, the chur is mash like a bechran, and the Naziris is being chal automatically, regardless, and not a great shlakish. The Gemara doesn't answer this question, but the Gemara also doesn't say tiyufta. And the reason why the Gemara doesn't say tiyufta, even though it doesn't answer the question, is because we're going to bring a whole different version of the Machlekes of Reish Lakish, and therefore this question wouldn't be shver according to Mar Barbashi's version. Before we go there, let's just read the taste inside. Taste is the third taste of the page. The Nazir Tar by a Nazir Tar Shenitma Ain Shvi Eilam and a Minyan. Day 7 doesn't count for the Minyan by a Nazir Tar that became Tamei. The Minyan Naziris Tarasev won't count as part of his new count for Naziris Tara, his new 30-day count. He has to bring the Chata Seif Ayel Seif on his 8th day. V'ksiv, v'kaydesh, v'kidesh, reishai, v'yemahu. T'baisi yamask limnais. On that day is when he starts to count the Naziris Tara. Okay. So, m'kminei d'leichal la'Naziris Tara ad yemchas. We learn from that pasuk Yidarshan that the Naziris Tara doesn't really take effect until the 8th day. V'yisagadaitach le'chayla. But according to Reish Lakish, she says, it's not chal at all by a Nazir Batuma. Am I Elam and a Minyan? Why is it Elam? Why are we saying in our Mishnah? In our Brisa, that's the day 7 is Elam and a Minyan. Kivin le'hadar kabal le'en Naziris. He didn't accept Naziris again. And therefore, of course, why would any day be counted even by a Nazir who pledged Naziris in a ready state of Tumah? And we're saying day 7 should count. It only counts if he accepts Naziris. And we don't see that he accepts Naziris here. Must be like a Beichon, they don't have to accept Naziris. Ask the Taisus of Avias Kasha. If you recall from yesterday, we discussed Hachamai Eskino, we're talking about where he accepted it. Says Taisus, Im Tamar, the Lishni, the Had of a Kabbal. Kiddushanil Il, the Yates of a Nichlas. Sorry, yesterday was a little bit different. But yesterday we answered, we're talking about a case where the fellow became Tahar, out of the basic verse, and then went back in. Here too, that was a serious Hachamai Eskino, but we said that could be the case. No, so here answered that the case is where he went and he accepted Naziris. But again, he went and referenced that old Naziris. Why don't we say that's the case? And the truth is, in that case of Yates of Nichnas, we did say right at the Shir Yesi, on top of the line of the page, in Taisus, we said one of the Malcolm is that the Chiddush was that the fellow didn't have to accept a Bepem Male, a new Naziris. He simply referenced the old one, and that's enough. So that concept already exists. So why don't we say the same terrors here? And Taisus, the Yeshleimar, the Kain, Havel Asuya Zeh, in this price, we're saying a chilik. We're saying chiluk in between someone who accepts Naziris Batumah and a Nazir Torah becomes Tameh. So if we're specifically saying chilukim, and there's a black and white chilik that in this case he has to reaccept it, in this case he doesn't have to, or he reaccepted it, according to Reish Lakish, and in the other case he doesn't have to reaccept it, that should be listed in the Braisa. That's exactly one of the chilukim we're trying to address. The fact that the Braisa doesn't say it's a chilik must be in both cases he didn't reaccept it and still accounts. Again, that's why it's Akasha on Reish Lakish. And then as Taisvis, who had in the Matzal Mefrich? Yes, here's what Taisvis said, the chilik we spoke out in our Agdama. That who had in, you could have said there's another chilik. You know what the chilik is? Have a matzah mifrach. The Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish listening is deshayis b'yayin umetame. The loy lucky, the zel lucky. We could have said a chilik is that in a case, according to Reish Lakish, if he drinks wine, he won't become or makes himself tame. He won't get malchus. And a nazir tar is subject to malchus, even though he became tame. If he does the other items as well, drinking wine, he got malchus as well. Whereas a Nazir pledged Naziris when he already was in a basic forest, and according to Reish Lakish, the Naziris isn't chal, there would be no malchus. This is Mamish Lechulik we spoke out, that the Gemara doesn't spell out for us what we're trying to do, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Nazir pledges Naziris in a state of Tumah, he's still subject to malchus for the wine drinking or cutting the hair, and according to Reish Lakish, he's not. Why don't we speak out that same chilik over here between a Nazir that became Tameh, whereas a Nazir that pledged Batum in the first place? Taisus says he's Said, and this is Said sounds like a Deichik, but the Gemara is going to say this exact Eretz in the next few lines. Taisus, Venera Leimar, Leikasha, Dematzel Shnei, Debekakula, Leimari, Haidina. We're not talking about messing up. When a person goes into Eivir Nisr, you're right, that'll be a chilik. That in this case, when you're Eivir Nisr, you chayav malchus. And in this case, when you're Eivir Nisr, when you're Eivir on the Naziris, but becoming drinking wine, or whatever it may be, you're not chayav malchus. It is a chilik. There could be a chilik between a Nazir who pledged B'tumah versus a Nazir who became Tamei. Then the Nazir who pledged B'tumah does not have malchus, according to Reish Lakish at least, and a Nazir who already who was first Torah, became Tomei, would have Malkus. But we're not focused on case of Kilkel. We're not focused on cases of being Iver, Isser, of messing up. That's not what we're focused on. That's why the price to bring it, that wouldn't be Kasha. The Gemara is going to be such a Teretz in this next few lines. But let's pivot back to the Gemara. So we have so far one Malach we started with yesterday. We were three rice, and that was the Machlekes of Reish Lakish, whether a person who pledges Naziris in a Beis HaKfaris, he pledges Naziris in a place where he already was Tamei, is the Naziris Chal? Obviously, he's not going to have a Karban Tumma, and he can't start counting his days yet because he's Tamei. But is the Naziris Chal? And it's just that he's got to wait to become Torah to start counting his days. That's Rabbi Yochanan. But he need not re-accept Naziris, number one. Number two, he would be subject to Nisir of drinking wine or cutting his hair right now. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. Well, according to Reish Lakish, no, it's not fully Chal. It's not Chal. He has to become Torah, re-accept a new acceptance of the Naziris, and he wouldn't be subject to Malkus. That's version number one of Machlekes Reish Lakish. Version number two is coming up now. Amar Bar Barashi. I'll tell you a different Malach of Machlekes. Meichal, the way the Mefarshim actually explain is, this is really an answer to the last Raya. We brought a Raya, another Raya against Reish Lakish, the third Raya, and we didn't have an answer for it. So instead of saying Teku or Tiyufta would be the right Kasha, Amar Reish Lakish, we're saying Anupsha in the Machlekes. Meichal, the fact that the Naziris is taking effect, everyone agrees, Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, that even when one pledges a Naziris in a state of Tumah, in a basic Kvaras, the Naziris is Chal. Eloki Pligi, what's the Machlekes? The Milki. The Machlekes is Gufa, what we didn't speak out at all yesterday, what we spoke it out, but the Gemara didn't mention yesterday, that's Gufa the Machlekes. Everyone agrees, Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, the Naziris is Chal, even when he pledges Naziris to Tumah, it's Chal. We're not saying it's not Chal. However, the Machlekes is the Chayach Malkus over here? Now, what does that mean? Well, let's read inside, and then we'll speak out two machlekes between Tesis and the Mefarish. Rabbi Yechon Tzavar, Kivin D'chayla, Lucky, Feshtarki Tzavar, Loi Lucky, V'chayla. They both agree it's Chal. Rabbi Yechon says, since the Naziris is Chal, he's subject to Malkus. And Feshtarki says, no, even though it's Chal, he's masking that the Naziris is Chal when he pledges Naziris in a state of Tumah, in a basic verse, but Malkus is not going to be. Now, how do we understand that? So Mefarish learns that according to Feshtarki, when we say there's no Malkus, it means there's no Malkus not just for Tumah. He accepted Naziris in the state of Tumah. There's no Malkus of Tumah. There's no Malkus either for hair cutting or for drinking wine. There's no Malkus. Naziris is Chal, but it's not yet strong enough Naziris to have a din of Malkus. That is Mefarish, number one. Number two, according to Mefarish, Reish Lakish would say, even though it's Chal, I know we spoke this idea before, but even though we spoke out on the side that it was a Chal, now Mefarish is saying, even according to Reish Lakish, it's Chal, there would still have to be some sort of reference to starting the new Naziris. So it's Chal, means he has obligation to keep a Naziris, but right now he's Tamei. There's no Malkus for not doing Dina Naziris, whether it's hair cutting, whether it's being Metala Mesim, whether it's drinking wine. There's no Malkus. And when he restarts, he needs to accept it anew. He needs to re-accept the Naziris. So it's not so far off what we had till now, but, I mean, the words are that it's Chal. And the idea, the way the Brisker Rav explains, I'll get ahead of myself a bit for a second, is that according to Mefarish, it's one big concept that Naziris is Chal b'miktsas. It's partially Chal, not strong enough to give Malkus, not strong enough to not require him to restate that his Naziris is starting when he's ready to start, but it is Chal, something is Chal. Whereas Tesis argues on both points. Tesis says that according to Reish Lakish, he doesn't have to the fact that it's Chal means he doesn't have to at all reference starting a new Naziris. Naziris is Chal, and the second he becomes Tar, Naziris take effect, even according to Reish Lakish, not just according to Reish Lakish, number one. And number two, the exemption from Malkus in Reish Lakish, which was, if it's Chal, it was only the Gabi Tumah, since he pledged Naziris in a state of Tumah, in a basic Varis, where he's Tameh, so therefore, he's exempt from Malkus, on that the din of Tumah. But Avada, even according to Reish Lakish, if he goes and he drinks wine, if he goes and he cuts his hair, he's going to be subject to Malkus. And again, the Brisker Rav explains, it's Mamish Lishdasam. Taisvis learns that when we're saying it's Chal, it's really Chal. There's just a couple, according to Reish Lakish, you're not subject to Malkus for Tumah, because he was Tumah when it started. And it comes according to Rabbi Yechon, by the way, he pledged Naziris in a basic verse, he will immediately be Chayev Malkus. Immediately. Mamish puts himself right into Malkus. He pledged Naziris in a basic verse. Let's think for a second, right? He's another can't become Tamei. He's a basic verse. Has to be the warned him and say, don't take Naziris now, because if you do, you're going to be Chayav Malkus, because another can't be Tamei. He did it anyway. he's subject to malchus right away. The Gemara is going to make that more clear coming up, and Tosfos the Gemara later is going to ask lechayri ish have a problem. It's a lav shame by ma'isa. Remember, it's the same topic that we have today in Araisa. But it's a lav shame by ma'isa. How do you get malchus lechayri for accepting naziris? It's just bepev. Well, in the basic verse, how do you get malchus lav shame ma'isa? We'll get to that shortly in Tosfos. Okay, but according to the Briskov explains that the Mefarish and Tosfos are having two machlokes in the shtasai. According to the Mefarish, it's only even a Rish Lakish was saying it's chal. It's a partial chalais. It's a partial naziris, I should say, and therefore he's not subject to malchus across the board. And number one, number two, he does have to re-reference the naziris when he's ready to start. It's chal, but he's got to re-reference it. According to Rabbi Yechanan, he need not reference anything when he starts. I'm sorry, according to Tosfos, even in Rish Lakish, he need not re-reference anything to start the naziris because it was really chal. Number one, and number two, even in Rish Lakish, there's malchus for drinking wine or cutting hair. It's just tumulus mesim, where Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish argue that Rabbi Yechanan says there's malchus and Rish Lakish says there's no malchus. Okay, says Gemara. We're going to again have questions from Rabbi Yechanan against Reish Lakish or Raya's Rabbi Yechanan against Reish Lakish. Number one, Ace Rabbi Yechanan, Misha Nazar, who basic verse. A person pledges Naziris while standing in the basic verse. I feel like Hayashab Shalish Mayim. Even if he's there for 30 days, ain't Eilin Loimin Aminion. It doesn't count for his Naziris term. This is our Mishnah. Vei Mevi Karban Tuma. It does account for the minyan. We spoke out, what's the chiddush of that? Of course, it shouldn't. We had a Tosfos Rid that says that the chiddush was, even though he's not drinking wine and he's not cutting his hair, it doesn't count for anything. We spoke out for Tosfos, Taka no chiddush of Ein Eilim Minyan. The chiddush is the next words, Vei Mevi Karban Tuma, that he's not Machiv Karban Tuma. Okay, but make a diak. Same thing as we had yesterday. Karban Tuma Ud Lemaisi. Karban Tuma he need not bring. Sounds like he doesn't have to be Karban Tuma, but other dinim apply, such as Hamulki Lakile. He won't have to be Karban Tuma, but he would get Malkus for being Tame and being a Nazir. Answers the Gemara, which is a right to Rabbi Yechanan, Kasha Rish Lakish, Bedinu, the Gemara answers, on behalf of Rish Lakish, the listening ain't a Leika. No, the Mishnah could have said also, ain't a maybe carbon tumma, ve ain't a Leika. El Mishnah, the Kohen, the Mishnah, Seifa, Yatsav, Nicholas, Elam, and Minyan, who may be carbon tumma, since in the Seifa, we wanted to speak out of the Mishnah, that if the guy, after pledging Ziris, the basic verse, if he leaves, becomes tar, and then goes back into the basic verse, he's then, the Minyan starts counting his days of his ears, and now he's subject to a carbon of tumma because he became tumme during his count. So because the Seifa is going to stress that he's chayv a carbon tumma, tana reisha, ain't a maybe carbon tumma, the reisha focused just on the fact that he's not chayv a carbon tumma, but anachami, who adin, that he's not chayv malchus, according to Rish Lakish. According to Shlakish, it should be. It's almost like the Mishnah should have said, "Ainai maybe karmen tuma ve'ainai lilki," and he doesn't get malchus. The Mishnah stresses the karmen tuma part because it wanted to parallel the seifa, which focuses on having yes to being a karmen tuma. But in Chami, the malchus would also be have the same din that in the Reisha there would be no malchus. According to Shlakish, there would be no malchus. Tashema, another raya against Reish Lakish, a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Ain bein tamish nazir. There's no difference. This is the second time I have this price today. We actually will have it again on the Beis. So we'll have this price of according right now three times today. It was the first thing we started right on top of the page. Having it now a second time, we'll have it again on the Beis. Ain bein tamei shenazar lenazir tar shenitma. There's no difference between a tamei who pledges ziris and already in a state of tamei declared ziris to a nazir that was tar who became tamei. What's the difference between them? We spoke up before that a nazir who pledged ziris when he already was tame, he could already count day seven of his entire process. He count as day one of his ziris. Whereas a nazir tar who became tame, he's got to wait till day eight till he brings the kabbanas. He's got to wait till day eight to count as the first day of naziris. Okay, make a diyuk. Ha, Lamalkus, he's saying, ain't vain. Ha, Lamalkus, Lagabi being subject to Malkus. We know clearly a Nazir Tar who becomes Tameh is subject to Malkus. And we're saying, ain't vain. There's no other difference between that and a person who pledges Yish Batumma. So it's a Raya, and the someone who pledges Yish Batumma is also subject to Malkus. Ha, Lamalkus, Zev Zashavin. Lagamalkus, they're both equal, meaning in both cases, Lagamalkus, there will be a Chi of Malkus for someone who was already tummy and pledged Naziris Batumma. It's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan and a Kashra Rish Lakish. Amarlay, so Rish Lakish will answer back, no, Loyla Tiglacha Zev is a Shevin. When we said there's no difference between them, meaning except for being able to count day seven or only count day eight, we meant, but the Lagabi other stuff, they're the same, we meant Lagabi Tiglachas. Lagabi the hair cutting, that they're both us to cut the hair, and the us are to consume wine. Lagabi that, we're saying that that they're both the same, that the usher in hair cutting and usher in drinking wine. But the gabi, the malchus of tumma, the taka are not equal. Because the tummy who pledged naziris in the state of tumma is not going to be shabbos to malchus, according to Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, you research the malchus, we're saying there's no clear raya from that price, even though typically in vain means there's no other difference besides this. We're saying, yeah, there are other differences. You just, as long as we can find other places where they're the same, That's enough for Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, Aval Yimalkus, my Zevza Leika, listening, the Gemara is bothered. But the bottom line is, if you're telling me that there's still a Chilik to Gemalkus, why didn't you list it? Ain Bain, Ella, you should say the only difference is between number one, counting day seven, and number two, Malkus, list it. List it as part of the only two things that they're different. Says the Gemara, Betakanta, this is the answer we spoke of before from Taisvist, because we got it from this Gemara, Betakanta Kamari, Bekukula Kamari. You're right. In the Ein Bain there, we're discussing positive. You could start counting on day seven by a Nazir who pledged his ears to Tumah. You can only start counting on day eight by a Nazir Tar who became Tumah. That's a chilik on the positive side, so to speak, when you can start counting. A chilik to the negative side, whether you get Malkus or not, that wasn't the focus of the Braisa. We're not focused on the negative side of giving Malkus in the Braisa. But according to Reish Lakish, Rebbe Chanan would disagree. He'd say they both get Malkus. But according to Reish Lakish, we would say there's no Malkus for a person who was Tumah when he made the pledge of his ears in the first place. He would talk to me no Malkus. And the fact that the Braisa didn't list it is because we're talking about Takanas. We're talking about the right way, the proper doing, to fixing, starting a new Naziris, and not being over Nisir. Now, we referenced before the question, Taisa asked, the L'chaira, it's a Lav Shem HaMaisa. How on earth is a person who pledges Naziris, it's just a deeper Balma. He pledged, Bisham, a person who is a Nazir right now, and he becomes Tamei, especially if he becomes Tamei, he's getting Malkus, means presumably he came Tamei on purpose, he knew about it, he did it anyway. He walked into basic forest, that's a Maisa. He touched Tumma, that's a Maisa. But when a person is in a state of Tumma right now, and he pledges his ears. Only thing was a deeper. We don't consider deeper a maisa. If deeper is not a maisa, how, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is he subject to Malkus but becoming a nazir? Vitimah, where is the maisa? It's a lav, shame a maisa, as a effect. Taisus, Chayesh Tar Gasha. Taisus' answer opens up a whole new world. Taisus' Teretz is, sounds like a pella at first, that the fact that he is standing in a basic varus, not leaving the basic varus, that's called a maisa. The fact that he's standing by his car is not leaving. We're going to see the Marzan discuss in a moment. This shayla about, well, we'll get to a second, about Shia, about staying in the basic verse. But if you have to actually wait in the basic verse to be Chayim Malkus, even before waiting in the basic verse, you're going to be Chayim Malkus. We'll discuss that in a second. But the point is, standing in the basic verse, that says Maisa. Again, he was already in the basic verse. What do you mean standing in the basic verse? It says Maisa. So the Farshim connect this to the idea. There's a couple of halachim. The Nidibuta says, on a deep level, that a person's presence, his being, is also a maisa. His presence being somewhere, just that itself is a maisa. You don't have to take a step for it to be a maisa. The fact that I'm here right now, that's also called a maisa. The fact that, I mean, I'm not sure how you could disappear, but it almost take a maisa to not be here. But okay, his presence is called a maisa. That's the Nidibuta's Bachataisis. But other freshmen, I forgot where I saw this brought down, they explained, they connected very kishmak to the case of the Nif Shatnas. That by Shatnas, a person, let's say, He put on shatnez and was unaware at the time he put it on. And then he finds out that it's shatnez. And the question is, does he have to take it off? If it's shatnez deraisa, he has to take it off even if it could be embarrassing, he's got to take it off. If it's drabanan, then he won't have to take it off in a place where it's embarrassing. But if it's not embarrassing, he should take it off right away. But the discussion that if he leaves it on, he's chayiv malkus. Because the question is, how is leaving on shatnez chayiv malkus? How could that be chayiv malkus? Now, yeah, granted, he's not chayiv malkus till like he didn't know. Now that he becomes aware that it's shatnez, he better take it off. Or he's chayav malkus. Why is he chayav malkus? If he doesn't take it off, just leaving it on is not a maisa. It's not a positive act. It's just passive. He's just leaving it on. So the version explained over there is that we combine his initial act of putting it on, because that was an act, that's a maisa, with the fact that he's leaving it on now. Right now, leaving it on is talking on a maisa. But how did it get on? He put it on. Oh, he put it on, and now he's leaving it on? We can combine that to say there's a maisa of Isser for Malkus. Chiddush. But an interesting idea. Interesting idea. So here as well. He walked into the basic verse. That's clear. He walked into the basic verse. Yes, he pledged his ears only right now, and he's in the basic verse already, and there's no maisa right now. But we can combine the maisa of walking in with the fact that he's here now to give you the maisa for the Chi of Malkus. That is how some explain the lumdus of Taisus by connecting it to Shanis. Big Kiddush on the topic, but an interesting lumdus of combining the old maisa to get you a maisa for now. Okay. Says the Gemara.
It's not really the same, because in the case of Shatnas, the Maisas for them was...
Chiluk. Rabbi Yudai is saying Chiluk, that over there, B'shasi put in the Shatnas, he was unaware of the Isser, but the Isser already existed. So you have a Maisa Isser. Over here, when he walked to the basic forest and he kept coming, there was no Maisa Isser. There's a Maisa, no Maisa Isser, and only the pledge of Ziris is making an Isser. It's a leap. We're driving, climbing Madriga, and climbing, and it's a, as they say, definitely a chilik, but maybe it's not enough to be mechalik. But yes, that definitely is it's a clear distinction.
Perhaps it's just you could add.
Says the Gemara. Tashima.
Specifically.
Tashima, speaking of the Raya. Misha, Haya, Tamei Vinazar. A person who was Tamei any pleasure zeros. Us the Galech, there's a Bryce recorded yesterday. Us the Galech, Velicious Yayin, Vim Gilch, Vishas Yayin, Vinitba. Lemesim, Hareza Sefer Garbayim. This is pretty black and white. Person that was Tamei and pleasure his ears Patama. It's us for him to do Giluach or to, he can't cut his hair or drink wine. But if he, and if he does, he's Chayiv Malkus. Now, according to Rish Lakish, he should be Chayiv Malkus. And we said all three. In Giluach, Shasiyayim, and Lemesim, he's Chayiv Malkus. You don't have to get involved with the Machlekes, the Mefarish, and Taisvis. We're saying forth, according to Taisvis, it's Pashat to Kasha Rish Lakish. Even according to Mefarish, that there's only the opposite. According to Taisvis, even Reish Lakish agrees, you only exempt from Malkus of Tumma. According to Mefarish, Reish Lakish is exempt from all the Malkus. Here we see very clearly that in Chayiv Malkus for Tumma, and for Giluach, and for Shasiyas Yayin, so the Chayiv Tzakash and Reish Lakish, Tiyufta, we leave it as Bais Ataka, is a Shlagup. Now, we can't defend it. So in the first round of the Malkus, we bring Reish Lakish, whether or not the Nazir says Chal at all, we left off on the last Pshat, on the top of the Amid, the third, what we started off with today, went to Kasher Reish Lakish. We didn't answer it, but we went into a whole new Pshat of the Machlekes that everyone agrees really it's Chal, it's just a Shal about Malkus. But now, even on that, we're left with a Kasher Reish Lakish, and therefore now we plug in a Tiyufta, Lechay Reish Lakish's Malach, is left refuted. Okay, Bayi Rava, Shaila now. We know, just like Dumb to the Shaila, that there's a lach of a person who goes into the Mikdash Betumah is Chayiv Karis. One who goes to the Mikdash, purposely goes to the base of Mikdash in a state of Tumah, is Chayiv Karis, right? If he does it by accident, he's Chayiv Karban. We actually bring the Karbanas that are brought in Yom Tov, or Rish Chodesh, are one of the ideas behind the Karban Tzibur, is to be mechaper for the people who went Betumah unbeknownst. They still don't even know. They went Betumah to the base of Mikdash, they don't even know, and this is the Kabbara for that Aver. Okay, fine. Bala Mikdash Betumah, one of the Chayiv Karis. What if a person becomes Tummy in the base of Mikdash? So he's not Chayiv Karis, certainly if he doesn't know, it happened Pesayim, he's not Chayiv Karis, but what's the halacha? The halacha is, he's got to get out of there very quickly. He has to leave immediately. If he purposefully, with a warning, stays, the amount of time it would take to do a proper Shtach Havaya vow, he's now going to be Chayiv Karis. If he's warned, if you don't leave, and he doesn't leave, he's going to be Chayiv Karis. So we know, waiting there, it's called Shehiyah, waiting there can obligate him in the Yisr. So the Shaila now is by a Nazir basic verse. Bayi Rava, Nazir basic verse. A Nazir in the basic verse, Mahu. Bayi Shehiyah Lamalkus, Eilai. Says Mefarish, we can jump into Mefarish. Bayi Rava, we're going to Rabbi Yechanan. Hal to Amr Rabbi Yechanan. The Leika, who Thomas is Kavase, we've proven a Braisa to Rabbi Yechanan, we shlugged up Rabbi Shlakesh. So we're going to go Rabbi Yechanan, and we're going to ask a question in Ashita. Rabbi Yechanan says, according to his most recent version of Maparvashi, that there's a Chiv Malkus for someone who pledged Naziris in a state of Tumah, in a basic verse. Is he Chiv Malkus right away immediately, or does he have to at least wait there? But Yeshia the Malkus, I like. Hey Kadami, ask them, what's the case? Elam the Amile, like Tinzer, if they warned him not to make Naziris in the first place, because making Naziris in the first place in the cemetery will put him in a matzah of Malkus, and then he did it anyway. Lam Leshia, why does he have to wait? He was warned, and he did it the whole thing. It's like warning a person in the Beis Mikdash, don't make yourself Tameh, and he went and made himself Tameh in the Beis Mikdash. In that case, he wouldn't have to wait. If a guy's warned in the Beis Mikdash, there's Tumah, Nebuch, let's say in the Beis Mikdash, there's Tumah there, and they say, don't touch it! If you touch it, be Tameh in the Beis Mikdash, and he does it anyway, you know, there's no Shia involved in such a case, about right away, he'd be subject to this, sir. So, Nazir, my time, Lam Leshia. Nazir, my time by Shia to Kamasrabe, a regular Nazir who walks into the cemetery, doesn't need to wait in the cemetery. Why not? Because they warn him, don't go in. If you go in, you're over on your Naziris. So Achanami Kamasrabe. So in this case, even though he's already in the basic forest before Pajin Naziris, they warned him before, that should be enough. This shouldn't require Shia. That can't be your Shaila. El Tapam Beis, Kigayan, to Shaniklas Pashay to Tevim Migdil. The case is where the Nazir was brought into the cemetery in a box, in a trunk, in a closet, which is Matzil him from Tumah. Right now, he is protected from Tumah. He's already a Nazir. And he's protected from Tumah. And then a friend came along on his own, and he took out the base of the chest, which removed the protection. Now he's being an oil. He's now exposed to Tumah. So the Shaila is, the question is, Kigam Rinan, she based on Migdash, Abra-Lay. Do we say, Dafka the base of Migdash, there's a din that waiting around is going to make him Chayiv. But Abra-Lay, when it comes to Naziris, or Abra-Lay literally means outside the base of Migdash. So we don't say that. Or no, the same thing over here, if the Nazir leaves, meaning, Gemara's question was, it's too late, once you remove the base, the friend removed the base, not himself. The friend removed the base, and the gefel becomes tummy immediately, and that's it. He's over in the Naziris. It wasn't his fault. He wouldn't get Malkus in that case. But the point is Shehiyah doesn't play a role? Or do we say no, even by Naziris also, as long as he leaves immediately, it's going to be okay? That's the Shaila. Says Gemar Teku, leave it, or I should say better. If he leaves immediately, he won't be subject to punishment. But if he doesn't, if he stays around, now he's mechayev a punishment. That's the shaila. If he, his friend removed the base, but the fact that he chose not to leave, he's mechayev a punishment like the base of Mikdash, or no, tafka in the base of Mikdash, we say that, but over here, we wouldn't apply that logic that it's up to him to leave right away. We're not going to apply the logic. Teku, we leave the shaila unresolved. Bayer Vashi, next shaila. Nazir basic verse. He pushes ears while he was already in the basic verse. Tangiloch elai. Does he need to shave his head or not? Meaning a normal person becomes tamei requires giluach. In order to restart at the end of his Tara process, he shaves his head, he brings kabbanas, and he starts his ears. From the eight, we pointed out earlier, he starts his ears. The shal of ears, this fellow pleasures ears in the basic verse, does he need to shave his head or not? He needs to shave his head to start from scratch. To come to tame, then his ears, he kind of is matamas his ears, and that requires him to start from scratch, which includes shaving a full his hair. Avatamish nazar, loy, a person who's ready in the state of tumma when he pledged, he need not cut off all his hair to start his ears. I don't know. No, same deal. Just like he has to become tar, he also has to cut off all his hair to start when he starts in his ears. Tashema. That's being a raya. Mishnah is the basic varis. Afil ha'isham shalishim yoyim. Our Mishnah. Someone who was in a basic varis, he pledged his ears. Even though he's there for 30 days, ain't a lemminyan, doesn't cover his minyan, ain't even covered tumma, he need not be covered tumma. Make a dia, carbon tumma doi maisi, avagluchi bai, carbon tumma he doesn't have to bring because he made his ears and already was in the state of tumma. But giluach, he requires, like a regular nazir tar that became tumma, but this fellow requires giluach as well. Let it be raya, says the Gemara. No. Matam kamar. Matam any maybe carbon tumma, mishum deloi bai giluchi. He does not need carbon tumma because he doesn't need giluach hagufa. Since he doesn't need to shave his head to start from scratch like a tummy, a nuzzer that became tummy, normally a nuzzer Torah becomes tummy, has to start from scratch, it's a package deal. Shaves his head, bring carbonas. When we're saying he doesn't have to need carbon tumma, that means because he doesn't need giluach, he doesn't have to be carbon tumma. Meaning, we were being medayak, he doesn't have to be carbon tumma, but he does have to do giluach. We're saying, no, learn an opposite. Because he doesn't need giluach, that is why he doesn't need a carbon tumma, perhaps. And therefore, we have no right to shayel toshama. Let's try another time. The raya, aim bein tamei shnazar. No, is this 625 chakras? 625.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to hurry. Aim bein tamei shnazar lenazar tar shenitma. There's no difference between a nazar a nazar that pledges ears already in the state of tumah to a nazar that was tar became tamei. Ella tamei shnazar shvi shleil elam minyan. Third time having this today. Whereas nazar tar shenitma ain't shvi shleil elam minyan. Whether day seven counts, a nazar that was tamei to begin with, day seven counts. A nazir was tar first and became tamei, day seven doesn't count from day eight. Now, my lav, make a diak. I'm not sure to the opposite, but look at the Mars diak. My lav, holotik lacha sevez ashavim. There's no difference. The difference is only which day they can start counting. But the fact that they got to shave the head, they have to start, shave all the hair off the body to start, that is by both, even by a nazir that started with tumma. Isn't because we said ain't bein, there's only one difference. Says the Mar, no. Lai. Halamalkus zev zeshavin. Legabi Malkus, they're the same. That in both cases, the subject of Malkus for becoming tummy, if it was done on purpose, the subject of Malkus. But legabi tiglachas, maybe they're not the same. Ask the Gemara, similar to before, alf tiglachas mai, samiglach, vazemiglach. But legabi tiglachas, samiglach, zechilik, that a nazi that was once tar and became tummy, he's chayv tiglachas. The nazi who pledged for tummy is not chayv tiglachas. Why don't you say it? Tana. So, listaya, why don't we list as another, why aim bain, you make no chilik, but they count day 7 to 8, another chilik is tiglachas, says more hagufa, tana, this was referring to before, Leon, when we focus on tiglachas, again, very different than your question from an alf, but here the focus on tiglachas, gufa, because tana shvi shlev chalmili. Tiglachas represents, or shvi, counting day 7 represents everything of day 7. So, aim bain is telling me the chilik is that the nazir who is pledged in a radiant state of tumma, he can count day 7, and he does not need to do all the avaida normally that you do of 7. Which is includes tiglachas. Whereas the nazir who was tar became tummy, he can only count to eight and he needs to do tiglachas. Let's see one more quick and then we'll stop. Tashema, you know what? I don't really want to through it. I'm sorry, it's too late. We're a little behind. It's okay, I'll pick up Mitzvah. We'll hopefully catch up tomorrow. We'll leave this last raya for tomorrow. It does go on to the next oven anyway. Have a wonderful day.